Several South Sudanese refugee girls in Ofoa's zone under Rhino Camp settlement are skipping classes due to lack of sanitary materials. Mary Abuba, a student at Ofoa 3 Secondary School, has resorted to using unhygienic methods to manage her menstrual periods to attend classes.
When I'm in my menstruation, mine what I used to do, I get this cloth and then I prepare it, then I double my pants. It's not easy. I even don't feel comfortable because I've packed my pants, so I look so really even not fine. While I'm in class, I don't concentrate and even I don't come to school until they've ended. My performance will be obviously poor, not fine.
At Ofoa 3 Primary School, the picture is not different. The school last received sanitary materials at the beginning of the year. Monica Adili, the senior woman teacher at the school, explains.
We have one organization called the Oxfam. It just brought for us once, this way, 16 pads. So as a teacher, I just picked those children who are menstruating. At least I just gave to them. Those whom I see that really they are in a condition whereby their parents do not cater for them. Once a girl is menstruating for this young girl, they will just go home because he will ask you that, "Madam, now I'm menstruating and I don't have anything to help me."
In some situations, girls experiencing menstrual periods are often bullied by the boys in class. However, male students at Ofoa 3 Secondary School have devised means to curb the vice. Kenny Robert tells us what is done.
Sometimes, if they are not controlled by the teachers, those other students will end up laughing at them and doing other things. But now, what the headmaster of our school said, he said all the boys in the school, they should act as what senior women teacher, because in our schools, actually, there are no madams who are to deal with the girls.
According to Arua District Health Educator Doreen Buatru, there are high risks associated with use of unhygienic materials if not well managed.
When you are using the ordinary, then it has to be taken care of. They have shop, enough water, and all that.
However, the assistant settlement commandant, David Abili, denies the claim that the materials are lacking.
Most of these people, they normally give them sanitary materials to last for 3 months. But when they see that the thing is too much or many, they sell. And if you move our villages or our nearby market, those things are flooding the market.
A report by UNHCR indicates that Uganda hosts over 1.3 million refugees as of September this year, of which 61% are children under 18. The situation of girls missing education is likely to increase since there are new arrivals registered daily.